The world is chaos. There are lawless marauders spreading pain and suffering as the sky burns. But in these dark times, we must never abandon hope. When the world is not good enough, we must find the goodness in ourselves and each other. That's where our strength comes from. And we must be strong to bring civilization back. Broke and alone, I was dumped at the town orphanage. There, I met two guys who became my lifelong buddies and trusted crew. Bentley, techno genius and strategist supreme, and Murray, part-time driver and full-time burden. Together, we pledged to track down the fiendish five, avenge my father, and steal back the Thievius Raccoonus. I knew I was about to face the toughest test of my life. On this mission, I would either become a master thief like my ancestors before me, or fail and allow my family name to bite the dust. In the grim darkness of the 41st millennium, there is only war, and mankind teeters on the brink of extinction. The Imperium is descended upon by aliens, heretics, and demons. Even our own battle brothers have turned against us for the lure of power and corruption. With bolter and chainsaw, we will burn the heretic, kill the mutant, purge the unclean. As the great Davian Thule once said, my armor is contempt, my shield is disgust, and my sword is hatred. Let none survive! You see, this is what I don't get about you bad guys. You know the hero's gonna win, but you don't just die quickly. Example, this one guy in New Haven, right? City's burning, people are dying left and right, yada, yada, yada. This jackhole rushes me with a spoon. A frickin' spoon! And I'm dying laughing, right? So I scoop out his stupid little eyeballs with it, and his kids are all, "Wah, I can't even, He can't see where he's going. He's bumping into stuff, and I don't know. Maybe you had to be there. Memory's so treacherous. One moment you're lost in a carnival of delights with poignant childhood aromas, the flashing neon of puberty, all that sentimental candy floss. The next it leads you somewhere you don't want to go. Somewhere dark and cold, filled with damp, ambiguous shapes of things you'd hoped were forgotten. Memories can be vile, repulsive little brutes. Like children, I suppose. But can we live without them? Memories are what our reason is based upon. If we cannot face them, we deny reason itself. Although, why not? We aren't contractually tied down to rationality. There is no sanity clause. So when you find yourself locked onto an unpleasant train of thought, heading for places in your past where the screaming is unbearable, remember, there's always madness. Madness is the emergency exit. You can just step outside and close the door on all those dreadful things that happened. You can lock them away. Forever.